What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O, we're in the house, and we have a guest. Say what's up to Jen. So Jen is here because, like we told you guys, if you want to sit in on the set, all you have to do is just hit us up. She hit us up, and we said, yeah, come on down, and provided you take a shower before you fucking show up, just like we tell everybody else.
So $20 helps as well.
Right? But we won't tell them about the cover fee until they get here. It's like those parties where the flyer parties back in the day where you like showed up at the house and then there was like, oh, all of a sudden there's a fucking cover charge.
$3 usually.
Right? And you weren't buying, remember, you weren't buying alcohol. You were buying the cup.
The red cup.
Yeah.
To be exact.
Red solo cup. And we'll get into that later as well.
Exactly. So, another current affair, and as you can see by the Chinese newsstand behind us, it is the Year of the Dragon, and so we're going to get into some fucking headlines. Big O, hit him with it.
Oh, God. Okay, well, hey, let's roll off into the real-life Golden Girls. How about that? We got a series of four older women that have been high school friends for the better part of 80 years. Well, I guess they graduated eventually. But yeah, now they're living together. Real life Golden Girls in their 80s, all living together. And I cannot picture that other than the smell of urine through that whole house.
You just put a sign up in the front yard that says the Incontinent Castle. There's toilets in every fucking room, right?
The mat, the walk-in mat says slippery when wet.
Yes, you have to have your own toilet. Yeah, you do. I mean, definitely, once you have kids, that kind of is just flowing.
Well, I don't think they have one toilet. I think they have multiple toilets and kitty litter throughout the hallways.
Right? The whole fucking, is it a carpet? They should just have kitty litter and then just fucking pee wherever.
I also thought you guys were talking about being the cat lady now. We're that old.
Well, yeah, right? It could be both. You know what I mean?
I've seen that episode of Hoarders when they lift up the couch and there's a dead cat under there. Who killed the pussy?
That was what fucking, was something about Mary?
All I know is that vagina's tracking on the floor and leaving snail trails all through the linoleum.
And if they're that old without doing Kegels, they're probably dragging their vaginas on the fucking floor.
That too, right?
But see, that's not fair. You guys don't get it. If you're a woman, it's hard to keep it. Once you have a kid, it's just hard. Like you just lose control of that organ.
I got two and I haven't peed my pants in years.
I don't know. I think dudes get it. I mean, there is the nut bra. Our balls sag so low they hit the ground.
It's a shame, right, when old men sit on their balls.
And it's a shame when, you know, you can, oh, what do you get? The
roll them up. Roll them up.
Tie them on a bow with her titties. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, over the shoulder. Over the shoulder boulder holder. Do your balls hang low? To and fro.
Over your shoulder boulder holder. Wow. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, that's a great slang. I remember all that stuff from grade school. Yeah, but I mean, what do you say to Nan when her vagina is hanging out? I'll pick that thing up and put it back in your brassiere.
Tuck it back in, Sally. Tuck it back in.
I mean, they got procedures, though, now.
Vaginal rejuvenation surgery.
And I would be one to do that procedure when the time calls for it.
Make me 21 again. That's an awful lot of stitches, ma'am.
Well, these the procedures for these 80-year-old ladies is letting the cats bat the titties around. My goodness, man. I can't, you know, think about just a regular roommate, you know, you in your 20s or not, because I went through all that headache and heartache and when I was younger. But when you're 80 years old, you got a roommate. Let's, in my mind, you know, having a male roommate with his balls hanging as low as mine, and then they get intertwined, you know, how you have that whole stalk and oranges and they just wrap around each other and now you're stuck.
Oh, like the
my balls are intertwined again.
Your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Put your leg up on my knee. Now pull. Wait. Twist at the hip. Okay, I think we got it. I mean, thinking about these 80-year-old ladies and, you know, how those snooters are walking around and, you know, freaking things are just being picked up, picking up a lit cigarette that's on the floor. Hey, man, your children's been smoking again. I thought you quit.
I mean, they just don't care at that age.
I wouldn't give a fuck at that age. I mean, like, why? I'm going to die at any fucking day. Like, I mean, I'm going to go out with a bang.
I think I actually look forward to that age.
You know what? I'd be peeing on the fucking floor, too.
Hey, listen. I don't have this voice because I smoke. My vagina smokes.
This is what it sounds like when your vagina falls on the floor.
Oh. This is your vagina drugs.
So enjoy your high-pitched voice while you can.
You mean that annoying voice?
Yeah, it's just too much to fathom with those 80-year-old women, and more power to them. But yeah, it's going to get really, really crazy in another 10 years with those four. Moving on, we do have some more news about a moose loose on a ski run up in Jackson's Hole. Well,
whose hole?
Jackson's Hole. How did Moose Knuckle get viewed in Jackson's Hole? I don't know.
Well,
please tell us.
You must know.
Well, you know, probably has to do with spandex or lycra.
I don't know. It sounds an awful lot like a moose running around a ski lodge butt raping people. If we're being perfectly honest.
Well, no, I'd like to lie, but okay, if we want to be perfectly honest, it is Moose Knuckle running rampant on a ski range.
Right? I mean, Moose Knuckle, the camel toe's ugly cousin. Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't have that problem, okay?
So, well, hold on.
You know, there are some...
Lest we forget the Led Zeppelin fucking live video of every fucking one they ever did with fucking dude with pants so tight that you could fucking see fucking everything. It made fucking man Moose Knuckle. Like, it was gross on every fucking level. It was distracting from the fucking music. I had to fucking, like, turn the TV around.
That's called the swollen whale knuckle.
And that's what really grinds my gears.
Oh my gosh.
Moose Knuckle running rampant. That's what the
world. You say Led Zeppelin pants so tight they show everything. All I think is corduroy, and you hear that. That knuckle started a fire.
Oh man, you know they didn't shave back then too. That was legit fucking a fire hazard. That could have started fucking friction burn. It's like kindling. Yeah, all you do is fucking stick and like fucking that. That's it.
A little known fact, that's where Smokey the Bear came from, because only you could stop forest fires.
But
wow.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, it sounds an awful lot like a raping moose on the loose.
What do you do when you have a raping moose on the loose? Do you let him finish or do you try to stop him?
I mean, I don't know. At that point, I mean, you get, like, fucking in for a penny, in for a pound, right? No.
Well, they're in for a pound, all right. Downtown, and they're over 10 feet tall. So, I mean, when they're erect.
One way or another.
Might be the best you ever had.
It might be the hardest you ever had.
You ready for those size queens out there, maybe, you know?
Yeah. And I shit easy for a year after that one.
It was effortless. Constipation was a thing of the past.
Which is amazing.
Hey, hey, Jester, you know, you just dropped a 3-foot turd.
Where's my trophy?
Didn't feel a thing. Then you got the Golden Girls walking behind going, I've gotten bigger.
I've got dildos bigger than that. It sounds like a rapey moose on the loose, if you ask me. I just like fucking got an idea. Like fucking San Francisco. Imagine this, a theme park. Fucking in for a penny, in for a pound is a ride, but it's like a fucking glory hole, right? And the fucking moose, like you put the fucking penny in, you go in the fucking glory hole, and the fucking moose pounds you. And it's different attractions like that all over the fucking park.
Sounds like whack-a-mole.
Hey, there's another game. There you go. Bunch of dicks come out instead of fucking whacking them, they fucking jerk them off.
But is this a theme park for a woman or a man?
I mean, yes.
I mean, I would hope so.
They call it Dick's Flags.
Seven six, of them.
Six Dick's Flags?
That, and there was the Twicket at Magic Mountain. They call it the Dicket.
Wow. Can you ride the rides in reverse too?
It depends on how adventurous you are.
Man, how'd you get the flag on that pole all the way up there? That's like 30 feet up in the air.
That's and then they have a fucking, like, Magic Mountain had fucking Hurricane Harbor next door, Hurricane Homo.
Yeah, that's where all the seamen go.
Instead of water, it's just KY on all the fucking slides. They just slide into a big pool of dicks.
Wait a minute. Why does this water slide smell so salty?
And they just fucking, so that nobody has shame, they just fucking paint a brown stain all the way down the middle of the water slide. The KY slide, excuse me.
Why is it every time I come to this park, it's always free pineapple juice?
I bet you those Golden Girls are going to go to that thing.
Right?
Sure.
So you said, is it a park for women too? Do they slide down to fucking slide a KY jelly into a tub of dicks? Yeah.
Well, we need the KY no matter what.
Especially at that age.
The Golden Girls aren't at the park. They're the ones running all the water down the rides.
Oh!
Wait, do they still have water? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's where the KY comes in.
Ooh. Why? Because we like you.
Sponsored by Turtle Wax.
Oh, wow.
I'll polish that snooch.
That's so sad to know that at that age, it just doesn't work the same way. I don't look forward to this.
Well, I mean, it works the same way.
Well, I think Rick and Morty covered it when they had the whole skit on how to make a plumbus.
Pretty much.
Yeah. We stuff it, we invert it, and then we put little spikes here, that's 80-year-old vagina, plumbus.
Caitlyn Jenner, everybody! Now accepting woman of the year. Okay, so like you're a woman. Let me ask you this. You see Caitlyn Jenner accepting woman of the year. Go.
Woman of the, I mean, she's a boss bitch though. She is. I'm not going to lie. This lady has made a career for her daughters and you have to give her that. That you have to give her. I'll be honest. If Caitlyn Jenner was my mother.
The other Jenner, the one that used to be a guy.
Oh my God! I'm thinking of Kris Jenner.
Yeah, no, I'm just.
Okay.
No. I'm like confused here.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Wait a minute, hold on. You're thinking of the wrong one.
I'm sorry.
Used to be Bruce.
The decathlete.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, this is where the blonde hair comes in a little bit. Okay.
Well, he was a decathlete. Now he's not a decath. No more dick. So okay. It's athlete.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner, woman of the year. No, I'm sorry. Well, I can get a lot of haters. I don't believe. No, that is not the woman of the year. Or, and it, only because what the hell did you do? Because you just came out and said that you are who you are. There's so many other women that have done that.
Well, there was also.
It's just because you have because you're famous. That's all that was. Well, but
there was also
a bitch. Because don't get me wrong, you took shit from Kris Jenner, so you're still a little bitch, though. No matter what,
it smells like bitch in here.
I mean, like, come on, Kris Jenner ruled that relationship. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll applaud you for coming out and being your true self.
Yeah, she was like, I want to be the one that cuts it off.
I mean, no wonder Caitlyn. I don't know. I wonder how Caitlyn Jenner's sons feel, because they're like manly men. I wonder how they feel about.
Well, so how they feel is every morning when they put their pan on the stove and they take their hot dog and slice it up, and then they put eggs in there and mix it all up. That's basically it.
They're never going to be able to cut a hot dog without thinking about dear old dad.
That's so sad.
Remember when dad had one of these?
I mean, Kris Jenner took his, like, what do you call it, man card away a long time ago.
I wonder if, like,
no, the doctor did that.
I wonder if they fucking kept it or if she was like, I'll pay you for it and like bronze it and put it on the fucking.
I just think it's so sad. How are you going to take away your penis? No, that's so sad.
Even worse, instead of fucking making it gold, she fucking makes it silver.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for your penis today, Catelyn. From our peanut gallery.
I mean, he didn't look like the manliest man.
I mean,
he wasn't the manliest man. I mean, so maybe he does better as a woman. So good.
Whoa. Hey. Not to call a spade, but he was pretty manly.
We're not supposed to call that anymore.
No. Back in the day when he had a shaft, he was throwing pole vaults around. He was throwing javelins out there. He was spiking the ground. He had spikes on his feet. He was winning gold medals. He was getting shit done on front of the Wheaties box. But he was a man.
Yeah, to the point. So Kris Jenner walked into the picture.
And then sip.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. Moving along, celebrity deaths. That's new on the news today. 2024 celebrity deaths to be, on top of the topic.
And we are starting off strong.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say about that. I mean, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
It's like the 2024 started off with the eye of the fucking tiger.
Oh, it sure did. Poor Carl Weathers, man. I love that actor, man. He's a great actor back in the day.
Pour a little out for Apollo Creed.
Ding.
You know, Carl Weathers, born in 1948, died recently of cardiovascular disease, and that's just sad. I mean, you know, in this day and age, we're starting to see people that we idolized in the movies and TV and just spotlight a celebrity now just falling dead. You know, it just happens, you know, old age and other diseases and whatnot. But it's just sad to see it happen.
I wonder if at his funeral, they're going to play that clip of when he fucking got killed in the ring and he just like falls in slow mo. They should play when they're lowering the coffin.
That actually hurts me. I can't believe you just said that.
No, wow. But you,
rice and beans, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, rice and beans.
Wow, I didn't think I was ready for that, but damn, like.
I don't think they're going to be playing Living in America, and at the very end, he fall over. I feel good.
That would be even better. They play Living in America as they show the clip of him falling, dying in the ring as they lower the coffin into the grave.
Oh, man.
Wow. You know, you guys are brutal.
You know, one thing I didn't know was Carl Weathers played for the Oakland Raiders back in 1970.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a rookie, a walk-on starter for being a linebacker, came from San Diego State University, too, played there. And 2 years with the Raiders, became a safety, and a big old tuna head released him, said he was too nice.
Speaking of football, just for the record, I want the Bears to be the pallbearers at my funeral so they can let me down one last time.
All right, calm down, Leo.
Yeah, I was going to say is that the whole Carl Weathers being a rookie. I mean, aren't all their Oakland Raiders rookies?
Clearly. Well, back in the day, they were straight out of the state pen.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep, I saw that.
There you go.
They're reminding me of the Replacements where like they got that guy out of jail just to play football for a little while and they put him back in.
One of the few movies that I remember that Carl Weathers was in was Action Jackson. I love that movie.
Oh, shit.
That was good.
Hanging back.
That's Lando Calrissian.
No.
No, is he not Lando Calrissian?
No, he's not.
Fucking racist. That's Billy Dee Williams.
Yes, they don't all look alike. No, he was in The Mandalorian.
Apparently they do to her.
Okay, sorry. See? I mean, they do all look alike.
I saw a porno not shortly after that came out with what is called the Mandingalorian. As you can imagine, it was one white woman and like fucking eight black dudes.
Wow. How many lightsabers? Eight?
Nine if you count the strap on that the fluffer was using.
And this is why probably black women hate white women, because the white woman could take it.
One of the many reasons.
And she enjoyed it.
You know, and
they could take it too. I've seen African Sluts Gone Wild Volume 9.
They were Dominican.
I watched the Brothers Grimsby. They were in elephants. Wasn't that the same thing? No. You know, and he was also in Happy Gilmore as Chubbs. So this one's for you, Chubbs. Mm-hmm. We also had Toby Keith recently die.
Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo Cup, what we were talking about earlier, right? That red cup.
And you, my friend, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass.
That's right. And one thing I really didn't know is, you know, in high school as a student and all my drinking of all that shit was that that's an actual measurement. Every line inside of that Solo Cup is a measurement of alcohol.
Go ahead. Check it out.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Yeah, on the inside, dude.
Yeah.
There's lines on. Oh, there's a. Well, in her defense, there's a huge fucking cube up here. Let me help. Let me unburden. Okay. Let me unburden the ice out of there. There you go.
There you go.
You can see that.
So those lines represent the amount of pouring for shots, for beer, for concoctions.
Yep.
So if you want to make a mixed drink, you pour a certain amount for a shot, then you pour a certain amount for a mix, and then you pour a certain amount for the topper, and then you put your ice.
So
you're telling me that this wasn't a cup just for $3 of jungle juice at a party.
Right? They weren't selling you the alcohol. They were selling you the cup.
That's because right.
Look at how multifaceted it is.
It's versatile.
I couldn't imagine fucking giving some shit like that away for free. I mean, alcohol, yeah. I mean, any asshole can make alcohol.
Well, I mean, I went to parties called Red Cup Sundays.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I mean, there's so much more than Red Solo Cups. I mean, you could put them on your head. They're a perfect hat. You know, if your balls hang low, you could cup your balls.
They're fucking protection, so guys don't try to grab your shit. As fucking Jason Mewes so eloquently put it.
Red Solo Cup. Red Solo Cup.
Let's have a party.
Party. I'll drink you up. I don't remember the whole damn song, but you know what I'm talking about.
I remember one of the things I remember about Toby Keith is when Greg Giraldo was fucking roasting him during the fucking Larry the Cable Guy roast. He's like, Toby, I'm glad you could take time out of spitting on Mexicans and pushing to the elderly to be here. And it's funny. That's one of the fucking few impressions that I can actually do.
Yeah, he was born in 61. So, wow, he's
62, something like that. 62 years old.
Yeah, 62. Died of stomach cancer. He's been fighting that for a while, but it finally caught up to him, and that Red Solo Cup just couldn't save him.
Poor little owl for Toby.
Yeah, you will be missed. We had another death. This one, a lot of people wouldn't know about this actor, but, he's prominent in my life. So growing up, I loved watching horror flicks. I mean, I remember when Friday the 13th first came out. I remember when Nightmare on Elm Street first came out. I remember a lot of good stuff. The horror.
My bad. Thought you were going a totally different direction with that one.
You were right on, spot on. One of the things I remember that scared the living shit out of me, and this is back when I was in fourth grade.
Hey, I apologize for that.
Wow, you were just a zygote at the time, but boy, that face. Only a mama could love. When I was in fourth grade, living in El Cajon, we had a small 13-inch black and white tube TV. And my dad was watching Night of the Living Dead. So that, like, put a fear of zombies in my head that I could not release for the lifetime that I, you know, up until this point. When I watch zombie movies, it still gives me that thrill, that same love of the, you know, when you first meet that girl that you'll, I better shut up. Anyway, so in any case, who I'm talking about, this actor was born in 1946. His name is David Emge, however you pronounce it. In any case, he was a pilot and a helicopter pilot in Dawn of the Dead. And Dawn of the Dead was an offshoot from Night of the Living Dead.
From Shaun of the Dead.
Well, funny as you should bring that up, but that did inspire some of the, you know, reasons for coming up with Shaun of the Dead. But he wasn't a prolific actor. I just like to put a shout out to him because, you know, he hit me in the heart with that movie.
Or a little out for the guys whose last name we can't fucking pronounce.
I think I got away with it just fine. You know, white people names are all over the place.
Right, aren't they?
I mean, I think I just got more, like, question mark in my head when he said 1966, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, he was kind of old. Was it an old age? I mean,
David was 46. 1946.
46. Oh, holy
exactly. And I just think,
hey, well then, yeah, fucking good for him. He fucking lasted
that's
long.
Pretty, right? No, because that's like what
1946.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you're only you're barely almost 80 right now.
Yeah. Well, how do you know he's almost 80?
Well, because my mother was born 1948, so I'm just trying to do the math. I'm like, well, this blonde girl's trying to do the math right now in her head.
Man, put her mom on blast.
She hit over 80, so I'm going to assume.
She's putting her mom on blast, and she said we were brutal.
77. 70, see? Okay, see, I had help right there, 77. So he's not even close to 80. That's technically, according to you people, that's young.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean? Wow. I mean, talking about all these deaths, you know, we got to wrap it up, though. We got one more on the list. And, you know, there was plenty starting off 2024. But this one really hit home. And, well, you know, I didn't really watch it a lot as a child, but I do know that they're prolific. This woman who was an actress at the time was part of the mainstay Family Room dramatic TV series. And the show was called The Honeymooners. 1924.
To the moon, Alice!
There you go, man. You know the nobby. So in 1924, Joyce Randolph was born. And, you know, in her 30s, she came into the show The Honeymooners as the wife of Norton. Her name was Trixie Norton on the show.
Yo.
And, well, she came into our hearts because, you know, she was that steadfast woman who gave her husband a hard time, but loved the family in a way that showed depicted family life of that time as women were starting to get into politics and voting, as starting to become, you know, vocally heard and be more than just at the home.
This was getting all into it. Go ahead. Go for it.
Go ahead.
No. I do believe that you should stay a little bit towards that. I think a woman is naturally a mother, naturally someone that takes care of her husband, takes care of the home. It represents you. And there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing is, if you live in California, if you live in LA, maybe New York, or depending on what state you live in, right? Depending. Yeah, it is natural. If I'm capable of working, I should be working. But it shouldn't also take from a man being the head of the household and doing his job. But it takes a dominant man, not a submissive man. Because I feel like a lot of men now became like, well, there's two of us and you should do your part. Yeah, I'll do my part. But at the same time, you're still the man. And you should also have in your head, if I'm here to take care of the household, I'm also here to provide a household for my woman. So if I stopped at any moment to have your child, you got this.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's fair enough because, like, I guess you could say I'm like a have your cake and eat it too kind of guy because I'm like, do I enjoy the dual income? Fuck yeah, I do. Yeah. Like, it pays for all this fucking bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this fucking.
Why not?
Okay, so people that are not musicians don't get it. Like, music equipment is fucking expensive. Like, I had to spell sperm and blood to fucking afford my first 8-track. I'm like, I'll just, for perspective, like, and it's not an exaggeration. I wish it was, but, like, you know, I was fucking 18. How fucking good of a job could I have had?
How many times did you hear this? How much is a ZJ?
If you have to fucking ask, you can't afford it. Mama didn't raise no fool. But no, I mean, it's just like, it's Yeah, like fucking music equipment is expensive. That's all. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just think about it should always be equal contribution. I mean, if you're capable of working, there should be no problem. I mean, unless your man asks you to stop working, that's a whole different story. You can talk to him about that, right? Because that's his dynamic for his family. But that's because you're going to choose to be with him. And that's okay. But what I'm trying to say is that if you're working and I'm working and we have now more money in our household, that means more fun, more trips, more this, more that, because we're both working and there's nothing wrong with that up until one of us wants to talk about it. And that's it.
I love how Joyce brought this whole argument in, and I love the rhetoric that we're having. And hearing some of the ladies out there nowadays, you know, these younger generation girls talking about how men should take care of them. Oh, well, what are you going to bring to the table? Well, you know, the man should bring everything, pay for my dinner, pay for everything. What are you going to give him in return? Nothing. You're not
going to. Yeah, it ain't the 40s, bitch. Head ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to take care of the man that you're with. I mean, it's not a matter of sex for money. It's a matter of both contributing to a relationship. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, to a point, I still tell my wife she's the most expensive hooker I ever had.
But I agree with you. Oh, like, I really do agree with you. I think it's like, it is still a woman's job. And I think that's what women are forgetting too. But it is both sides. It's men are forgetting how to be men and how to also still, no matter what, like if a woman decides to stop working, all right, yeah, that means you got it all and you should be able to get it all. But can we soften it a little bit? Of course we can, because we should be that person for you. We should always support, just like the man should support us. So yeah, I agree. If you're going to have a stay-at-home wife, no matter what, I will say this about all stay-at-home wives. If I was a stay-at-home wife, he's letting me not have to work, and my job is to clearly take care of the house and take care of the kids, that shit better be fucking immaculate. My kids better be fucking at school, at after-school program, whatever it is, that's my job as the woman to take care of that, and there should be food on the fucking table, because at the same time, in a job setting, you have so many different tasks depending on your job, right? You have this, and this, and you take care of it. Mm-hmm. It's done because you report to someone. So in a sense, it's the same thing.
Yeah, so you report to your family.
Exactly. When my husband comes home, say he comes home at 5:30 because I know his schedule, then that means at 5:30, there's food ready for him. You know.
And on the opposite side of that argument, me being 50, you know, I go to work at 4 a.m. I wake up at 4 a.m, go to work at 5, and I'm there all day. I come home, I want some food, and I'm going to eat your ass. It's just the way it's going to be. So, I mean, you better like a tongue in your butt. You better like to be fucked. You better like to have it all, because you know what? You're going to get it.
And that was one of the joys of fucking, like, having to, like, you know, I was in relationships before where I was the fucking, you know, the primary breadwinner, and in some cases solo breadwinner, and it was like, come home, and like, I'm thankful that I was with somebody that had, like, kind of older school, older school mentality, and it was like, fucking dinner and a blowjob as soon as I walk in the door, mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it was a beautiful world, like, but, and that was one of the things I had to remind myself of when it came time to pay the bills, and fucking, I'm like, see my fucking paycheck spent before it's fucking made,
yeah.
Kind of thing. But then, you know, again, reference, you know, the aforementioned dinner and blowjob. And
but see, this is where I also I'll be honest, like, this is where, to me, I feel like the ideal woman can come into this part, because most women. No, sorry. This I think it's to each their own. It depends on who you were raised. So for me, I do believe I can work 9 to 5, and I want to work 9 to 5 because I want to contribute, one, to the home and contribute to the household, right? Because more money, the better, right? At the same time, I'm still a woman. And if I want to be treated as a woman, I'm also going to, one, try to keep a tidy household. Will I ask for your contribution? Of course, because I'm working too. But let's contribute together, meaning, but I will, I guess, take a little more responsibility because I'm still a woman. And on top of that, fulfill the needs, right? Because that's also, I was told that's how you keep a man.
See a need, fill a need, toss a salad.
But that's how you keep men.
It's, yeah, like Ron, done. It's like Ron White said, I'm a loyal dog, but if you don't pet me once in a while, I stray from the porch.
I think Chris Rock said it better when he said, let me sit down, let me relax, let me get the big piece of chicken. For God's sakes, get the fuck out of my ear and let me calm the fuck down.
Was it make him a sandwich, play with his balls, and shut the fuck up?
But then that's not what he confides, because then I think that Hispanic women are, they know how to treat a man.
Well, it's because they keep men. They don't lose in marriages, exactly. Most often. It's this newer generation. It's not necessarily it has to do with Mexicans or anybody else. It just, the newer generation's just lost touch with reality. Everyone's pansexual, omnisexual. They're doing all these other things, beating around. I identify as a street pole. I identify as a sergeant in the army. You know, it's all over the goddamn place. You know what? We are who we are. If you identify as a soft shoe, fine. Be a soft shoe. You know what? Fine. I don't give a fuck. I don't see a soft shoe, but if that's what you are, have fun. But don't try to sit there, try to sell me on the idea that you're something that you're not. You're not a man. You're born a woman. So therefore, you're going to get pregnant. You're not a female. You had a dick. You had it cut off. So, I mean, if you want to portray yourself as a woman, fine. But you're not woman of the year.
Yes. You're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. I think you kind of said it pretty much. Yeah. I completely agree with you.
Moving on, talking about Senate hearings with social media. How do you like them apples?
I like him a lot. I fucking like him a lot. You know what? He got his fucking comeuppance, in my opinion. Fuck him. Let that fucking Senate roast him. How many times have we been in Facebook jail? More times than we can fucking count? Yeah, I don't have any fucking sympathy for a fucking a platform that stops fucking jokes. I don't care.
I have more badges than Captain Crunch, I tell you what.
Like, the amount of fucking teardrop fucking tears we should have tatted on our faces because of fucking Facebook jail.
I tell you what, man.
If you're down to the fucking balls, down to the fucking balls, from the windows to the walls, to the fucking teardrop tattoos from being in Facebook jail, drop down my fucking balls.
Nice. I tell you what, man. This whole thing about cyberbullying, this whole thing about, you know, kids and even adults, I mean, young adults killing themselves over social goddamn media. It's just mind-boggling.
Like Taylor Swift suing that motherfucker over fucking an AI porn. Still fucking 8 people watched it, okay? Like, who the fuck else is into that shit? It's like a fucking Carpenter Dreams, like flat on both sides. Like, nobody's fucking subscribing to that shit. Nobody's fucking paying Pornhub premium prices for that.
No, you get it for free. That's so I'm told. In any case.
So a friend told me.
But, you know, go ahead.
No. I was just with the whole Taylor Swift thing. I think I was, like, talking about to someone else about that. And I said, well, I mean, it was bound to happen, right? I mean, you're the most innocent person on, you know, you're a celebrity, you're the most innocent celebrity ever, right? Oh, she would never do this, all this. Like, you know, she has that good girl next door type of look, right? But the reality is, like, we have so many pictures of you. Why wouldn't someone create an AI? And then why should it fucking matter? If that's not you, why should it matter? It's just bound to happen. This is your lifestyle. You're going to hear the worst of humanity. You're going to hear how ugly you are. You're going to hear how beautiful. You're going to hear everything in the book. Really, girl? You're not going to have this? Come on.
It happens. It comes with celebrity, right? You got to have a fast back. Oh, wait.
Well, first of all, I also thought, too, like, that when my first reaction when I found out she was dating that football player, I swear to God, and even my boyfriend at the time looked at me kind of like a little bit with judgment, I guess you could say. Because I said, how could she take that dick?
Well, really flexible.
And I guess because it meant like he had a big dick. I mean, look at the man. He had, you could tell he's a big dick. And you're looking at Taylor Swift, and I'm like, this bitch cannot take that dick. I'm sorry.
See, if you watch Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day, he was carrying wood, and then he started splitting the logs with his big hatchet. And what happened was he put it right down the sliver of the wood, right? It was a big log. And then he just whacked the shit out of it and just went to two sides. I think that's how she takes it.
Two sides.
And she gets split in half.
I think she's ruined for all of mankind now.
Maybe. I mean, what if it was like that fucking bedazzled situation where fucking he was like that NBA player and like he fucking takes off the towel and he has a fucking small dick?
Yeah, that was pretty good, man. Brendan Fraser. Oh my gosh. So yeah, social media going on, and in front of the Senate, we have the representatives from Facebook, Meta, and TikTok and Instagram. Some people were invited and came from the invite. Other people were given subpoenas and showed up involuntarily. But it was basically a crucifixion from the Senate to these social media platform owners on, you know, what to do, what not to do. And aren't you sorry for all the mayhem and problems that you caused in your life creating this type of stream and not organizing it to make it more safe for, say, Johnny Q that's 13 years old so he doesn't blow his head off?
Or Rice and Beans who are just posting fucking jokes, you bitch.
You tell them. But the whole thing is, if you look at the whole platform and this whole Senate thing, this whole boondoggle, yeah, there's some structure to it that needs to be said. And yes, we are not one to say that there are not problems out there in the world. But you know what? The problems are you, parents. If you're not stopping your kid from taking to social media and seeing that it's just, you know, lies, it's people going out there and saying stupid things, A, to make you laugh, A, to get under your skin, or C, just to make you shoot yourself in the head because there are sick people out there, then you know what? You're part of the problem. And if you're going to the Senate to have them try to reform these things, these guys are taking kickbacks and fucking writing shit in the legislature to destroy your lives. They don't give a rat's fuck about any of us. They're out there for the big dollar. They're out there to make their money, stay in the Senate for their lifetime, become president, Joe Biden, you know, and then continually fuck us for the rest of our lives, you know? And that's all I got to say about that.
But I think I agree with you when you're saying, like, as a parent, like, I think the parents are making the kids sensitive. And it's your job. Like, I mean, way back when, you used to smack your kid. Your kid had so much respect for you. You know, you listened to whatever your parents said. But what I'm trying to say now is just that nowadays, like, the kid's like, oh, well, this, and this. Like, no, why are you that sensitive? Stop it. People are going to hate you. People are going to dislike you your whole fucking life. It's up to you if you're going to listen. And if you let that take and consume you, and I feel people, don't get me wrong. I do feel like, there is, like, on social media, it is a little bit harder than what we used to do it, right? Because now it's more in your face. Now they're really making fun. They can use all things. Right?
I mean, I don't know, because, like, back in the day, it was literally to your face, not like you could, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
There wasn't this platform where you could just anonymously like bash somebody. If you wanted to bash somebody verbally, like, yeah, yeah. Like you had to do it in person or on the phone, or like, but mostly in person, because on the phone they could just fucking hang up on you. Mm-hmm. But now, there's a platform to fucking do it anonymously, and it's like, where's the fucking real joy in that? You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Is like, if you can't see the fucking soul crushing, demoralizing fucking way your comment fucking impacts somebody, like, on their face, like, what's it really worth? Is all I'm saying.
And you're right. And I feel like that is probably the bitch out way to do it, mm-hmm. right? By like doing it anonymously and like how you just said it. That is like, a bitch out way, but it happens, right? And then I just believe, like, but that's the parent's job, is to basically say, like toughen that fucking skin.
Or be like an 18-year-old, you know, moving to Arizona for the first time, asking a girl to dance, and she says no. So now you feel dejected, and now you everyone's looking at you on the dance floor, and you don't know what to say. So, you know, at the whim of the moment, you turn around and say, no, I didn't ask you to dance. I said, you look fat in those pants. You know, and you just live in those moments, and you move on. Oh, shit, that's right. We talked about that, didn't we? Huh? But, you know, in that retrospect, you're absolutely right. You both are. You know, back in the day, we didn't have social media. We had people's faces to make you feel like shit in front of everybody. And you know what? I was having none of that. And, you know, going from that time as an 18-year-old being told no on the dance floor and then turning it around and making it work for me, that's taught me a lot. And my daughter going through her social media stages, there's been times where it's been rough and I just look at her straight in the eye and go, who fucking cares? Why do you even care? These people don't matter. Move on with your life, because that's all it is. It's just a fucking joke. And if you let it get to you, it's going to ruin your life and it's not even worth it.
I think you have it down. I mean, I don't know how old your daughters are, but I have a 16-year-old and I think it's the same way. And mm-hmm. you have a 16-year-old niece. It's the same way. We want to tell them, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not up. Always fun. Yeah. And it's not always fucking fun and games. Just take it with a fucking grain of salt. The people like you, people don't like you. Get over it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Fucking, like, I think fucking said it best in the interview. Haters gonna hate.
You know, but watching Zuckerberg cry in front of the parents and saying, I'm sorry, you know. Well, you know.
I just felt like DiCaprio with the fucking the Gatsby, like.
It's just one of those moments where it needs to be said, don't get me wrong, but it's kind of worthless. You know, coming from the Senate people, you know, I can look up their names, but I'm not going to fucking bore you with those details. But just the sheer audacity of them calling out, you know, social media when they're fucking doing the bullshit stuff that they do behind the fucking curtains. Like, come on, man.
Ooh, I don't know, son. Sounds like stormy days ahead for social media, especially the one that fucking kicked us off and put it, or not kicked us off yet, but fucking put us in fucking jail a bunch of times.
Yes, sir. It's raining, man. Hallelujah. It's raining, man. Amen. Did you hear in movies? A new movie coming out, a biopic of Richard Simmons. Guess who's going to be in the leading role playing Richard Simmons?
Please say it. Come on.
Hello, buddy. Yes. Pauly Shore, baby.
He looks just fucking like him.
Yes, sir. The Weezer. He's going to be part of this. And I call him Weezer, but he's Weasel. He's old, so we'll just say Weezer. Kind of like in that one movie.
Yeah, like every fucking movie he's ever been in where he looks 50, but he was only like 28.
Yeah, I know. Man, I tell you what, that guy was comedy royalty growing up, and a lot of people hate him, but I really, he makes me laugh. I mean, I loved him in The Army Now. I loved him in, you know, Biodome. He's just a
son-in-law.
Your son-in-law. Oh, my God, man. That is a winner right there. I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody could play Richard Simmons any better, and there is talks about Richard Simmons really not liking this because he's more of a quiet man, but I tell you, this needs to happen. It needs to happen.
Is really Richard Simmons a quiet man? Because, I mean, his whole demeanor was to, you know.
But what I mean by quiet, he's not out in the limelight. He's not out selling things. Yeah. And even when he was doing his workout routines and whatnot, he was a cordial man. He wasn't out trying to make a name for himself or do wacky, weird stuff out in the limelight to get, you know, more play.
I like it. He collects his royalties and shuts the fuck up.
Damn straight. I mean, next to Madam Cleo, he's a quiet man.
Lord have mercy.
Do you remember Madam Cleo on the phone?
Yeah.
See your future. What is she
saying? Oh my
God, she used to like, you should call in right now.
Call me now for your free read.
$6.99 an hour. Yeah, but I think this biopic needs to happen. It's one of those things, you know, growing up, I watched a lot of PBS. I watched a lot of Julia Child. I watched a lot of Justin cooking in the Louisiana Deep South. Ooh, damn all good. Mr. Rogers. I mean, he was my go-to man, but that man. Oh, I tell you what, changing into that sweater and those nice little loafers made me feel at home.
I think that's where they got the idea for Gus Fring from fucking yeah, it was Mr. Rogers, and then all of a sudden he was fucking Ted Bundy.
Yes, sir. Bob Ross painting on the easel, man. I tell you what.
Happy little accidents.
That's right. I had a happy little accident in my pants around that time.
So Plan B is for. Plan B is for.
My underwear didn't get pregnant, so I was okay at the time. And I knew the code to the Playboy channel. So this needs to happen because you know, in all that retrospect that I was talking about, Richard Simmons was equally a part of that with all those goddamn commercials, sweating to the oldies, watching that flabby body move. And I don't mean that in a bad way, because he accepted who he was. He lost a lot of weight and he tried to make a life better for a lot of people. So, hey, you have to give him his kudos. And you know what? This biopic, I think, would be really good for him.
You had me at Playboy Channel. Ooh-wee. A lot of shit going on. We are coming up on our time for this episode. It's been great. It's always awesome having a guest. Jen, thank you for coming down and sitting in with us and all this bullshit. hope you had a good time.
I definitely did. It was the first for me, so I just want to say thank you to Big O, Jester. I mean, I would love to be back again one day. This was amazing. Thanks for the experience. And damn, funny is funny with you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And everybody else could jump on that bandwagon and hit that fucking million subscriber mark. Then we don't have to do this bullshit anymore. No, but until then, we've got the YouTube channel. Go and check it out. Those of you that are watching this already know about it. And you're not like those people that have said that they followed the show for 6 seasons and didn't know that we put up a YouTube channel 3 seasons ago. But we're not going to get into that. We'll go ahead and we'll stick a little pin in that and come back to that later. Yeah. We're still on Facebook for now. I'm pretty sure they're going to kick us off after they see this shit. But until then, you can catch a lot of Big O's memes on there. He's been manning the ship for a lot of seasons now, getting those memes up and getting all that funny out there. And check out the YouTube platform, because we are going to start going live a little bit more. Mm-hmm. This season, just like we said, we got some Rice and Beans Radio coming on. Guys in the house band who are already on set are going to be making some appearances, maybe not on camera if they don't like, but you know how musicians are, fucking prima donnas. And we're definitely going to have some guest musicians and artists coming in for the Rice and Beans Radio sets. They've been already asking about it. So guys like MTB, you'll see him again. And so
Ice Cube?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have Ice Cube. We're going to have Ice Tea.
You know, he said yes, but you know how that guy is, like, fucking Mr. fucking every other session, you know, like it's funny that he's only here for the sessions that we're not filming, but whatever.
Damn.
You know, like every other weekend he gets kids and some shit like that. Anyways, I digress. We're still Instagram hasn't kicked us off or given us the jail time, so we're still going to be on there, so you can catch all our short clips. And again, it sounds really funny to say because I'm not 15, but check out our TikTok. We do post short clips on there. You know, every once in a while, I guess one of us has to get back on it. Sorry,
OnlyFans.
Right. Our OnlyFans channel is still going to be coming out soon. And yeah, just for pennies, you can see the same bullshit you can see on like TikTok and Instagram for free. But that's neither here nor there. We've had a good time this week. Jen, again, thank you for coming in. Big O, always a pleasure. All right, guys, we're going to get up on out of here. Until next time.
Just like to say thank you to the Senate. And remember, it's 2024. Rice and Beans says Zuckerberg no more.